welcome to another edition of Laughing Matters with Robert Burrell. Brought to you as always by Stand Up Records. Check them out online, standuprecords.com. While you're there, feel free to buy my album, Sex and Politics. It's my birthday coming up. It can be a present for both of us. You get the album. Me, I get the 19 cents royalties. Everybody wins. My guest today, Ali Sultan. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, man. Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you. You were at my little soiree at Buca last night that my lovely lady, Becky Gonzalez, threw for me without my knowledge.
How surprised were you?
I was pretty surprised. I thought it was just me, the two of us, so I really didn't want to do it because we didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. I was groggy. I'm like, let's just watch Frasier in bed and be old people. And she's like, let's just come out. But, I mean, because she invited comics, only two people were there on time for the surprise.
That's funny.
So, like, I got there, and it was just Mo and Daniel Williams, who was supposed to be on the show today, but maybe something.
He's probably hungover.
Yeah, that's fair. So I just saw those two guys. So I still didn't feel like it was this, I was just like, well, did she just want to feed them? Like, I don't know if it was like a party. And then she's like, no, I invited Ali and I invited these comics. I'm like, well, then no one's going to get here for like an hour. Uh-huh. You know, Greg Coleman will show up at the very end and ask for like a guest plate or something.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to get, like, if you do a surprise party and you invite comics, you have to like change the time, lie about the time. It's like 7 p.m. You say 6 p.m.
Yeah. It starts at 5:30 sharp, so they get there
sign
around
up
7.
You gotta say
sign up for the,
they will show up.
The surprise birthday party.
Derek will be there.
Yeah. Yeah, sign up at 5:30. The list for the surprise party comes out at 7.
And some what a surprise guest will do.
Yeah,
a set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chad Daniels will show up. No. So thanks again for that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
You.
Yeah, no problem. So before we get into talking any actual topics or issues, let's get
where
the...
Where can people find your CD?
Exactly. They can find my CD on iTunes. Corey Adam, a mutual friend, comrade of ours, recently had his CD reach number one on iTunes, also a stand-up records comedian. That was on iTunes. You can check him out. I don't think mine got as far as number one. I feel like I cracked.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. You know, let's spread the word, AM 950.
Yeah, I mean, Corey got lucky. It was a really slow week for comedy.
It was a very slow week. I feel like, I mean, I don't know how the, I feel like if like 10 people just suddenly bought it, I'd
shoot up.
Like
absolutely.
12.
Like, so you guys, where can they learn about how to purchase stuff on iTunes?
Well, first you got to get on the internet. And this is where my AM radio listeners, I feel like this is definitely where I'm at a disadvantage. You need to get internet. They're the series of connected tubes. I forget which congressman said that.
Someone said that.
Yeah, yeah. Get internet, iTunes. I think you could just Google me and there will be a link and you could just buy it that way. But you need
absolutely.
To you need
and
to do your banking online.
It's an absolutely safe way to buy it. It's not like Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to read your... I don't think iTunes
Otherwise,
does that.
Next time you see Robert Burrell doing a show live, he does sell them out after.
I do usually have 3 or 4 hard copies on me if you're like, hey, man, I love that cult stuff and the child marriage thing. I want to get a whole album of that. Then $10, it's all yours. I might throw in a pin if I have any of those in there.
Absolutely.
When are you gonna record? When are you gonna?
I don't know, man. It's not. It hasn't been a goal yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to like have a solid hour before I do that.
Part of it was like I wanted to be done with that material. Like it worked, but I also felt like it was kind of a crutch. Where I mean, anytime a show's not going well and stuff, you can always be like, oh, I got this in my back pocket.
Yeah.
And like the jokes worked. And I wanted to have, like, a record of them, of, like, where I was at as a performer, writer at this time.
Yeah.
But then, like, once it's done, like, I'm not doing any of that. I'll just go out there and bomb, or I have to make the new stuff work, because then it's...
Well, you're fortunate enough, because you're very intelligent, and you do, like, really, like, you know, you do really cool, like, good... I don't remember you ever, like, no one knows, remembers Burrell as a new comic. You've always like,
that's
everybody
funny.
Saws,
yeah.
Like, you know, sexual material and stuff. You were, like, went for like the higher ups.
Yeah, drones.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Just yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that works for you, but for me, like I don't want no one to see my initial material. Like no one, mm-hmm. no one to see my Osama joke.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I'm trying to wait.
All right. So, but if you still want to catch Ollie's material, even though it's not available for purchase, he hasn't commodified it yet. What are some upcoming gigs and shows that you have?
I'm excited about the one me and you are together.
We're double team. Well, that's a triple team.
Triple.
It's a triple
you,
feature.
You, me, and Miscellaneous.
Yeah, yeah. Comic from Chicago.
Yeah.
Carly something, but it's Corner Bar, Comedy Corner Underground. I've headlined it. You're doing it in June, right?
Yep, headlining.
Headlining in June. So it's nice to get a little 20-minute tune-up for it. And
yeah, it's a fun room.
It's a fun room, and especially with when the sets are only 20 minutes. And then Mo Yacoub, very funny, kind young man. My comedy son was also at the birthday party. He's emceeing, or MC, he's yeah, opening. Yeah.
By the name, you can tell he's Australian.
He's yep, he's an Australian. Mo Down Under, that'll be his special.
That's
nice. Yeah, 20 minutes is fun because then you get like a little bit of a longer set, so you're not rushed. You don't have to be sharp with the stuff.
Yeah, you don't can have just, to open.
Yeah, yeah, you can be fun. You can
feature
yeah.
sets are the easiest sets always. Yeah,
and then just like get it back together by the end. You can go completely off the rails, but you have time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is May 18th and 19th. At the Comedy Corner Underground, yours truly, my guest Ollie Sultan, another comic from Chicago that's probably good, but you and I alone are worth the price of admission.
I mean, yeah, Carly is funny. I've seen him before.
Oh, okay. Well, good. She gets Ollie's endorsement. Comedy Corner Underground.
8 p.m.
Come?
Just show up.
Just go to the Comedy Corner Underground.
You know your listeners don't know how to use the internet.
They don't. They don't. That's fair. That's fair. I feel like I should use like statues or like mutt, like because I we don't have that skill anymore. I can't be like, oh, you know where the Guthrie Theater is? Yeah. Go down a mile on this and then take it. Like I can't. I'd be like, what? Look it up. Mm-hmm. Like now, thanks to technology, I don't have to describe anything to anybody. Like if I just have the name of it,
yeah,
that's all I need. I can't.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know where the new Viking Stadium is? Mm-hmm. Okay, just take the one street. Actually, I think it's Washington. You can probably take Washington all the way to... I think it turns into Cedar. Maybe I can do it. Maybe I'm just lazy.
What's the demographic of your listeners? Do you know?
Dead? No, they're not.
What's the analysis? Because you can like find out like age groups and stuff, or I guess maybe you can with radio.
I don't know if that's... It might have been done. If it was, I haven't been privy to that information. My guess would be older, whiter liberals because it's AM radio.
Uh-huh.
But you never know.
Yeah,
you know, maybe there's a lot of young Hispanics that have the app and are just, you know, digging it. I'm not saying it's not happening.
I would love. What's your email?
My Yahoo email is it's subcomic23 sub because I was a substitute teacher, not like a S&M kind of thing.
So subcomic23.
At yahoo.com.
Please email Robert Burrell.
Oh, this took
at subcomic23 at yahoo.com. Say happy birthday and tell us your age.
Yeah, I can collect my own listener.
I would love to know who you listen.
I'm gonna get two. I'll get like two emails.
Yes,
it'll be like
it would mean the world.
Some 94-year-old Norwegian guy.
Well, you just lost him.
I'm not. No, please. No, but I'm not revealing your true age to make fun of you.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying
and again,
it's likely.
Corner Bar, if you're just going to ask Jeeves for Google and then...
ask Jeeves for Google.
that way.
Jeeves, get me Google. Oh, that's funny. What about Acme? You got any dates at Acme coming up?
I'm there next week.
You're there next week. Oh, okay, so... AcmeComedyCompany.com for tickets. One of the best clubs in the country. Nice. Corner Bar is also great too. But Acme, crown jewel, undisputed in Twin Cities comedy. Ali's there next week. I'm there May 1st to the 5th. The week following that, AcmeComedyCompany.com for details.
Absolutely. And if you email Robert Burrell at subcomic23@yahoo.com, I will give you a free ticket to a show. Absolutely.
I will let Ali know. I will forward
and
that.
And I'll give you a free ticket. I really want
to
know.
But you have to give me your age, ethnicity.
Ethnicity. No, we don't even need.
But I'm not going to share this information. This information isn't going to any other radio station.
You don't even need to give us any details. Just tell us why you listen to this and and how often you listen to it and how is this like? Does this make your day easy? I mean, I bet there's some sentimental stuff.
I would like to know, because if it's like you truly find it funny and entertaining, yes, or you were listening to Neil Larson Financial Hour and the knob broke.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten feedback from like listeners?
I've had a few people come out to shows before.
Really?
never more than two or three. But there's been
amazing. And they enjoyed the show and they're like,
they enjoyed the show, yeah.
Wow.
I mean it would make sense that, like, if they listen and they're like, well, that nasally voiced liberal's kind of funny, I agree with them, and they come to a show and they see the nasally voiced liberal live and they're like, yep, that's what I thought it would be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
then
cool.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense, but I also feel like I don't have high hopes for bringing AM listeners out,
you know, that's
into the sunlight to,
We do provide car services. We can pick you up from your location.
Yeah, Uber might be a little too much. If you can get iTunes down, that would be fantastic. I feel like, I know it sounds German, but don't worry, that's in the past. Uber or Lyft, check it out. They do your driving for you. Great way to meet people.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're only at about 30 seconds left for this first segment, so I'll have to wait to get into any particular
any
issues.
Matter.
any matters. Any matters. Thank you, Holly. All right, so acmecomedycompany.com. Holly's there next week. I'm there the week after that. Also, check us out at the Comedy Corner Underground May 18th and 19th. Otherwise, we'll take a quick break and be back with more Laughing Matters right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono, ultramicroscopic silico-volcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on earth. Artists like Marc Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
On behalf of Zero Res, your home stinks. What, you didn't notice? Well, of course you can't smell it because you live there, but the stink is definitely there. That means it's time to call the pros at Zero Res to clean those puppy piddles and coffee spills, and your home will smell fresh and clean, not like a janitor's chemical closet. This month, get 3 rooms Zero Resified, starting at $139. Plus, this month, save $50 when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on Earth. So please give generously, and remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com. She loves to laugh.
She
loves to sing.
She does everything. She does everything, including going to StandUpRecords.com to support Laughing Matters and my sponsor. You can go to StandUpRecords.com, buy my CD, buy my album, Sex and Politics. It'll make your year. It'll make me 19 cents. So do that. Also buy all the other CDs from all the other comedians, because that helps out Stand Up Records, who are kind enough to help me keep this show on the air going on year.
Yeah, I like, was, you know, your eight? Album is really good, but I like my
favorite
chunk of material is when you talk about back in the good old days and how, like, you know, people growing up in the 50s and like the
Cold War, a lot of like hiding under the desk, you know, like real, like
I like how toys have changed, you know.
Toys have changed, phones are different, phones, you know, different. You used to have to do that roll thing with your finger. It's like click, 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 click. Yep, I had a good pager.
Did
chunk
you get the blue one? Oh mm-hmm. My god, the blue one was very coveted.
Anyways. Yeah, the Khrushchev riff I'm particularly proud of. You know, just hitting the table at the UN with his shoe. I feel like I haven't lost any listeners. I feel like anyone, any new listeners are like, what the hell is, what?
How's it going?
Khrushchev. Also, check out The Death of Stalin. I'm just plugging things now. Death of Stalin in theaters now. Really funny. Let's talk about something that's an actual thing.
Okay.
my guest, Ali Sultan, if you just tuned in, it's been hot riffs for the last 8 minutes. Yeah. AcmeComedyCompany.com to see us live. Starbucks. What? I'm not big on like brand loyalty or anything. I don't consider myself like a Menards guy or a Target fella or, you know, what have you. Well, a Bed Bath and Beyond man about town.
Yeah,
but
you have to separate the Starbucks, the brand, from the person.
Yeah.
The person does not represent Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, it's Starbucks.
So the fact that I haven't bought any Starbucks since whenever this happened as a political protest hasn't changed anything?
No.
That's also a lie, but I've bought more Starbucks.
When I found out about this...
Not that I support what they did. I'm just saying I think I drank more coffee
than
usual.
When I found out about this about 3 minutes ago, I was I was super mad. But yeah, like I don't get, like, I've seen people on Facebook like wanted to ban Starbucks and stuff. What have they done for that employee? Did they fire that employee? I guess it's how they handle that person that matters. It's not their fault that that person kicked these guys out and called the cops.
Yeah,
that's on them. But how?
Well, because they weren't really doing anything, right? They were waiting for a
suspicious.
Yeah,
black
they were suspicious. Yeah, yeah. They stubbornly refuse to change
the
hue.
Color.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just be white, man? Anyways.
But yeah, so they the employee said that they were suspiciously waiting because they hadn't made a purchase yet because they're waiting for a meeting
down.
To start.
What does that mean? Suspiciously waiting. How do you suspiciously wait?
I feel like, I mean, it'd be one thing if like maybe they had a knife they were twirling. Because I would like putting myself in the shoes of any employee. If I'm in the service industry and I see someone sitting down that hasn't purchased anything and they're like twirling a knife or doing that like power move where you like clean your nails with a knife and maybe if they're like, oh yeah,
they're cracking their knuckles.
Yeah, cracking their knuckles, looking at people, maybe saying stuff like, you're next.
Are they threatening customers within the area? Like, what is it? Like, that's where the racism is. Suspicious. What about them was suspicious? It wasn't their actions. It was not anything they said.
Yeah.
But it was literally just them being like black dudes.
Essentially, You know. So what do you think would be proper if you were the manager of that Starbucks and like this is your Starbucks, you're at home and you get the phone call like, oh boy, Ali, oh, we got
a... That's a higher up kind of shit. Like,
we got okay, well, you're higher up then. I don't know how the chains work. You're okay, so you're regional director of Starbucks.
You're the
whatever.
You're the CEO, and you wake up and you're like, what? Black people go to Starbucks?
Look, let me off the hook here. You know what I'm trying to say, damn it. Let's say this is your call to make. What do you think would be fair?
You know, you do the usual stuff, you know. You send an apology on Twitter.
Okay.
And maybe
give the guys free Starbucks for a year?
Yeah, I would do something for both dudes, right?
Yep. I would think it'd be cruel to just give one of them
lighters,
something.
What if they get a little lighter?
They only give the lighter black guy something.
They're like, we made it, right? The other guy is still suspicious.
Look, in our defense, he seemed pretty suspicious at that press conference where he talked about how bad we were.
That's fine. Yeah, I would like
this. They double down on the suspiciousness.
They do that for the customers, make them comfortable. Mm-hmm. Definitely win them back. Fire that girl.
Yep.
That lady, and then maybe tighten up that ship at that Starbucks. It's like, this behavior like that, it's not new. Mm-hmm. They're probably the first people to complain about that behavior. Yep. You don't get that comfortable right away. You know, as a guy who worked in customer service a lot, you take baby steps before you call the cops.
Well, that is, like, that too, are like, cops have taken a lot of flack, and rightfully so, with, you know, just killing a lot of unarmed black people. But also, you think suspicious. About, like, the white people that have called the cops, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, he doesn't belong in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's like, at what point? Is it the dispatcher? Is it the cops who have to be like, you're allowed to just hang out. Like,
I used to live in Brooklyn Park in, like a little, tiny, nice area. I'm
glad you made it.
Thank you so much. And I would, like, sometimes, you know, when you go back, you ever, like, come back from home from work or something, and you just need like 5 minutes in the car before you go in the house?
Absolutely.
You do that, right?
100%.
Everybody does it. You just kind of just want to chill.
Decompress, get the day off of you. Yeah.
Like three out of those times they called cops on me because I was like by my mailbox. They're like, oh, there's this. I'm like, I'm your neighbor. We met.
Were you just getting mail or
I'm in the car waiting, and then cops will show up and like, oh, we got a call about a suspicious activity.
Oh my God.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm not that black.
Look, let me just finish masturbating and then I'll just go back inside. Yeah. Like, what are you?
Yeah, it's so fucking, it's weird.
So what did they do? Were they just like, okay, sorry to bother you because you live here?
And then I go, here's my ID and here's the house I'm next to. And they go, oh. Okay.
And the address is on the ID?
Yeah. And then they just leave. And then I see a curtain close.
And then you see a curtain close.
Like, I know it's you, Steve.
That's the thing. I feel like, it's like like racist people. And then I also feel like you would probably do that with Daniel or something, too. We're like, hey, that guy's suspicious.
But I won't.
Not like cops involved. But
yeah, I mean, we all have biases and something. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know. It comes from a lot of different places. Like, even like, you know, my exposure to African Americans was from the movies when I was living in Ethiopia and Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So every role I've seen an African American was either like a criminal or like a hoodlum kind of dude. It's always been negative, you know.
Or like a really demanding basketball coach.
It's you know, if they're not rapping well and playing basketball, they're criminals. That's the image
that
I got.
That's not Ali and I. That's the movies.
That's the movies. That's the, you know, and as a kid, you know, you and then you see like the white dudes are scientists and all that stuff. You see like, you know, there's a sense of the value is different. One race is portrayed as this, you know, for a while brown people were terrorists on. Are you going to wrap this up on this note?
Well, we can come back with it. Yeah.
Let's edit that. I'm going to give it a pause.
No, that's okay. When you hear the sticks, just know to start wrapping up.
And then, you know, when I came here and I was like, this is not what it is, you know.
Black dentists, black doctors.
But some people don't ever get that exposure. Mm-hmm. They live in a small town of 500.
And then they call the cops on him when he tries to get a coffee. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hi, I'm Damian Strange, Executive Director of Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association, NEMA, and I'm personally inviting you to Arter World May 18th through the 20th. View artwork of over 650 artists in every medium at more than 50 locations throughout Northeast Minneapolis, including studio buildings, art galleries, homes, storefronts, and local businesses. The Artist Open Studio Tour may include demonstrations, mini workshops, installations, and special exhibitions. Studio tours offer a great opportunity to ask questions, discuss techniques, experience art firsthand, and purchase unique artwork directly from artists. Arter World gives you a unique opportunity to meet the artists who make our community so vibrant and invest in our art community by purchasing artwork that you connect with. For more information, go to NEMAA.org. That's NEMA.org. Looking forward to seeing you at Arter World.
Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for the Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, the Matt McNeil Show, and on email. Comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM950.
You know, here at Stand Up Records, when we say we have the best names in comedy, we're not messing around. In fact, we were there first, with comedians who went on to become household names. Names like Hannibal Buress, Maria Bamford, the Sklar Brothers, Doug Stanhope, Mark Maron, and Louis Black. So why not head on over to standuprecords.com or amazon.com or the iTunes Music Store and pick up a classic CD, DVD, or download of the best comedians working today. And check out some of our other artists, because you never know who the next big thing will be. That's standuprecords.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. And Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. One myth about solar is that it's too expensive and you need a lot of money down. Truth, solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for your solar, it might even put money away on a monthly basis. So visit allenergysolar.com and you could start saving today.
Someone to pull you out of that ditch. You're out of luck.
What?
You're out of luck.
It's Tom Waits. Tom Waits. Really, yeah. Different, just change of pace.
I thought it was a rap song.
Yeah.
It's like DMX is really changing it up.
Yeah. Welcome back to Laughing Matters here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. My guest, Ali Sultan, sponsor Stand Up Records. Check them out online, standuprecords.com. We kind of had to abruptly end for that last segment there. One of the demands of being on AM radio, yeah. Not having a podcast, having sponsors. There was more you wanted to say.
I was trying to touch on like the complexity of racism and like, you know, it's a universal thing too. It's not just an American thing. So like living in Yemen, mm-hmm. living in Ethiopia, lighter has always like been the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
They used to call us, you know, I was in San Francisco, right? I was hanging out with this Yemeni guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point he goes, hey man, please don't take this, and take no offense in this, right? He's like one shade lighter than me. Like we almost look the same.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't want to be rude or anything, but is your dad tanned?
Is your dad tanned?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, well, my mom is half Ethiopian.
Yeah.
If that's what you're trying to get at. I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring this up. Like, it was almost a shameful thing to be Ethiopian. And that's how we get treated in Yemen. Hmm. Like, if you're darker, that's how it is, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a universal value. I don't know where it starts. I'm going to guess white people.
Probably. In his book, I think it might have been the first one, Dreams of My Father, Obama talks about seeing an ad for like this product that like would whiten your skin.
Yeah, that's very like in Yemen, if you live in the Middle East, half the products on the TVs is like cream that you could put on your skin that will make you lighter. I like, you know, like and people will buy into it. Your mom will be like, you're getting blacker. Like if you go on
the sun, she's like angry at you.
My mom would be mad and be like, what are you doing playing outside this long? You're getting blacker. I'm like, okay. What are you doing getting blacker? Self-hate thing and so on. But it's that deep. It's so deep, bro. So, anyway, when you come here to the U.S., like I said, like my impression is the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then already being taught that white is better. Then you come here and then you're like, I worked in the ghetto. And I was like, oh, this kind of reinforces everything that I learned from the TV. You know, you see thugs, you see like drug dealing and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
So at what point did your perception start to shift then?
You know, funny enough, I would call cops on black people in the hood when I was right there, but when I felt threatened and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm.
Were were you working? What job did you have?
I worked in a gas station called Murder Station. It was like
Murder Station.
It's in North Minneapolis.
It's called Murder
Station. It's called Murder Station because two people got killed working there.
Oh, so it's not really like it's like yeah. come and go. Like it's not called Murder Station.
It is come and go, but everybody calls it as Murder Station.
Yeah, it's just go. Like you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was like, and then, you know, I'm around people like, you know, they're like, ah, this is how it is and blah, 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 right? And then one day I watched Chappelle's Black Party.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a scene in the bus where this little young black kid and a little young black girl are in love. And you can see it in their eyes. And it was this very human scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, my God, I've been like so caught up in this. You know, bought into this racism and stereotypes and everything that's around me that I forget that people are people.
Yeah.
And then that after that, everything shifted and I started reading on the history of, you know, this country and how things got to be this way.
So Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle did it.
That was the one that...
Dave Chappelle shifted. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Is there anything that guy can't do? I know. That is... I know. Big ups.
Say what you say about Chappelle.
Yes. Yeah. Say what you say about Chappelle and your think pieces for his jokes about transgendered people.
Yeah.
He's
an amazing human being.
Helping people. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else on the Starbucks thing? I mean, the racial complexity. So, like, your perspective then. So you
I don't think
read
that,
about the history.
I see how good people can make that mistake. Her,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's where she learned. No one is born that way.
Yeah, because I feel like it lets everyone else off the hook.
Yeah.
If you just pin it all on this one woman.
Yeah.
Okay, she's racist. She's awful. She's to blame.
Yeah.
We get rid of her. Problem solved.
Yeah,
not going to be repeated.
Same thing with police brutality. It's always the dude. Oh, we have to take down.
Well,
the system.
I mean, I assume the Starbucks lady will actually get punished. But
you have to get punished. There should be consequences. But also, you have to also point out the system that enables this kind of behavior and mm-hmm. why people like when it's never. We're always getting rid of the symptoms, but never the root of the problem. And that's the issue.
And the disconnect between the experiences of the races anyway. Like I remember when I forget his name. The guy that was shot in St. Paul like 2 years ago, he was just like waiting for his kid or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a loitering thing. Mm-hmm. And he was in like the Skyway.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, or the guy
And he's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just waiting to pick up my kid. And then they ended up, like, shooting him. And then his kid sees him, like, shot and stuff. And it's...
Yeah. It's crazy, yeah. And the guy that was in his like grandma's backyard on the phone, they're like, "Oh, that looks like a gun."
Shoot. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, "Come on, you're a cop. You have a gun on you 24/7. You don't know what that thing looks like." I don't want to. Even if you don't have a gun ever, you know what a gun looks like. You've seen guns. It doesn't look like it has.
How are you a cop? You don't know what a gun.
No gun says.
Recalculating.
Boost mobile on it.
Recalculating. That's a gun.
Look at that. This gun is brought to you by T-Mobile.
Yeah. Roaming.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it's so complex. Like I said, man, I remember having racist thoughts, and then luckily I got to the roots of it, and, you know, I try my best to not be biased. I'm still biased.
Well, that's what I find so interesting about the Diamond Ruschek case. Because that's like the reverse. You have the Somali officer, and you have a white lady.
Trying to fit in. That Somali officer was trying to fit in.
Yeah, he was. Well, he's fit in
he's
pretty
like,
well.
He's like, I get extra points if she's white. Nope.
Well, and that's what's so fascinating to me like, then.
He's doing the peaceful way. She was a yoga.
Yeah, and now he's charged with third degree.
Absolutely.
Murder or something.
Of course.
But, well, the whole point to get that I've heard anyway is just like to get him to plead to the lesser charge of like manslaughter. Because third degree, I mean, I heard a lawyer on NPR or something talk about like how that's like pushing a boulder. Like what you're going to do could kill somebody, but there's not like that. It's like you're grossly negligent. Mm-hmm. Like pushing a boulder off a hill if you know there's some people down there. You're not, okay, you're definitely increasing the likelihood that someone will die, but you're not going, I'm going to kill that person, here's how I'm going to do it.
Okay, so what's, how many years in jail is he in?
I think that charge is, I don't know, 20, something like that.
That's
a lot.
That's
yeah,
a lot.
But I think the whole point, though, is to, like, then get him to plead to manslaughter, which isn't as much, but I don't know whether or not he'll do it, but, like, you see...
But there's consequences because he's...
It definitely seems like a trap is kind of being set for him to do some time.
Yeah.
Whereas you wonder if he'd have been a white cop like all the other white cops.
Did they not pass the law that's saying, like the whole, like, shoot them thing? Isn't there a thing now where, like, if you feel threatened, it's okay, it's justifiable? That's what they use.
I feel like, I don't know if that's a law. I feel like that's just a defense that they use constantly.
Every time. And that Somali guy. I feel bad because he was, like, the first Somali officer we had. Like the second guy is gonna have a horrible time, you
know, but there's a chance that he'll get off completely like most cops do in this.
Will.
You don't think he will?
No.
His the cop that was in the vehicle with him though is like coming to bat for him, and he was saying that like they heard a sound, they heard a rap on the car, which apparently well, like a hit.
Not like rap music.
No, not like some lyrics.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Ludacris.
Yeah. X gonna give it to us. Where's X? I don't
shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's how out of touch and old I am. The rap lyric and then I just go to X gonna give it to you.
That's pretty good. That's
I mean it's a viable reference, just kinda dated.
And to your listeners, jump.
Yeah. DMX is a rapper.
It's a fellow.
Yeah, raps. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
How had like interactions that you've had with the police after the
I've had
the mail thing. So aside from that, aside from like neighbors calling the cops on you for getting mail.
Yeah, that happens especially if I'm in like in a weird neighborhood that I that's why I don't you will never see me on foot in a neighborhood I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I avoid that. I don't like driving into new neighborhoods. I don't like waiting outside places till this day. Aside from that. Yeah, just the one time I was with my friend Andrew, we were in Maple Grove.
Mm-hmm.
It's the more black people you have in a car, the more likely you get pulled over.
Yeah,
that's why I have like a one black person policy. Like, two, you gotta take an Uber. I'm not gonna risk this. So
you're like, you get pulled over. You're like, officer,
listen,
I tried.
We'll split the Uber
officer.
Three ways. It'll be safe for all of us. And Maple Grove, I got pulled over with Andrew, and the cop is like, "Do you have proof that you own the car?" You know, that's a joke that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was driving literally like a 1992 Honda Accord.
Do you have proof that you own this Honda Accord?
The car that I just bought for like $700.
Yeah.
And then I show him the paper, he just bought it, and he goes, that's not a real thing. And I'm going, excuse me? And he just left. And then I called the like the guy I bought it from. I'm like, hey, man, is this not legit? He goes, what? He did that to you? You could sue him. I'm like, oh, okay. Too late. But, yeah, he just pulled me over for just being there. But now I find, like, the type of car you drive helps. So, like, that's why I have, like, the Nissan Versa. I would never buy, like, a muscle car or anything like that.
There's something to be said for the color of the car, too.
Why? You can't do red.
Yeah, my lovely girlfriend Becky has a red car, red Misuzuki Honda. Mm. I don't know. It's an Asian, what is it?
Suzuki Kazashi.
Suzuki Kazashi. You're on the show, honey. She's always been on me about being on the show. She's officially on the show to correct me. Yeah, it's she gets pulled over constantly.
Red. Yeah. Red is bad. So you can help your odds. So just like get it really, like, very. I try to think when I buy a car, I go, what would a soccer mom do? And I buy that car.
That
I
makes really a lot do. Of sense.
And then I stay away from red. I have a really good, like, excellent record. I have never had I haven't had a ticket in a long time. My record is clear. So a lot of times now, they follow me. Mm-hmm. They look me up for like six, seven blocks.
Yeah. And then they
leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Because they go, okay, this guy has no record. He's driving this adorable car. It'll be all right. I crank country music just so, you know.
I was going to say, it probably doesn't hurt that in your driver's license photo, you're like holding a puppy and you got like a sweater on and a cowboy hat.
If I'm wearing like a cap, I take that off if I see a cop behind me and I just put on my like.
Is that something you picked up on your own? Were you told to do? Like, when did anyone, because you hear about like. Black parents that have to tell their sons how to act with cops. And
oh, absolutely!
Like that. Who gave you that? Like,
when you move into this country, and especially if you're learning English, you learn from your surroundings, right? Mm. Especially the way you speak, right?
Well, we hear Cher. We'll come right back.
We'll
to
come
this.
Back to
yeah.
This.
We'll come back again. Good question. Yeah. Okay. So once again, you're listening to Laughing Matters with Robert Burrell. Check out our sponsors' website, StandUpRecords.com. Buy all the albums there,
yes,
including mine.
And email Robert Burrell at subcomic23@yahoo.com. And if you don't, you're probably racist.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on Earth. So please give generously. And remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Dave Waite,
hot dog.
Sometimes I think I should go see a therapist. I know that's something you can't say in the Midwest. It's probably more comfortable to fart on an elevator and tell everybody to get a whiff.
The all-new album from StandUpRecords.com.
We went to Milwaukee because my dad was collecting postcards at the time, so we drove 7 hours in a car to see tiny pictures of other better vacations.
Now available from StandUpRecords.com, the iTunes Music Store, and Amazon.com. Dave Waite, hot doggin'.
All right.
And we're back with more Laughing Matters here on AM 950, the Poison Voice of Minnesota. My guest, Ollie Sultan, the band's Poison. That's why I said that.
Oh.
That's yeah. I said it, and then I realized that you probably...
I know Poison.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Sponsored by Stand Up Records. Check them out online, standupcrap.com. Buy my album, Sex and Politics, along with all of the others. You can catch Ollie at Acme Comedy Company next week. I'll be there the week after. AcmeComedyCompany.com for details. And both of us will be at the Comedy Corner Underground May 18th
and 19th. Yeah, you should come to that and say hi to both of us.
Yeah, say hi to both of us. We've got about 8 minutes left of show time.
Absolutely.
Before our last break, which I believe was capped by Cher, you were talking about getting into a little bit of how
to behave
came to learn. Yeah, how to behave in front of American cops.
Yeah, yeah.
Not being friendly.
Or just how to not look threatening.
How to not
look threatening. Well, there's a stigma of crime and suspicion and with anything black. Black has a stigma in this country. Black has a style. Black has a
It's walk. Also known to be slimming.
Yeah. So... And it's also the cool thing to do. It's just a weird dynamic that this country has, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so when you come in here, like when I moved here, like I had to learn English. I had to look around to how to speak. And then I started speaking like in an urban accent because I thought it was funnier and I thought I had a cool rhythm to it. And it was
okay.
Like nice. And I like, and as soon as I did that, I saw like everybody treated me differently. So, like, the friends that I made would be like, why are you talking black?
Mm-hmm.
My mom would be like, why are you doing that? Like, and the whole society reinforced the thought that, hey.
Just by changing your voice
My accent is like, oh, no, you don't want to do that. This is not how we get jobs. This is how we.
You weren't dressing differently.
I was just changing the accent. Yeah.
The accent.
I was just putting one foot in the door, and they're like, nope, close that door, buddy. And that's why I talk the way I talk. It's just I was told this is the correct way to talk. Otherwise, it's a lesser way to talk that way. I mean, it's not correct, but this is before Black Panther.
Yeah, the Chinese wouldn't enjoy listening to any audiobooks that you
This is before Obama was president.
Yeah.
And I think that's changed. It's less than that now, But yeah, like so you immediately go, oh, okay, so anything African-American related gets me in trouble or seen as less.
So then how about behavior in front of police officers?
That's what I'm saying. So okay. If I get pulled over, I'm not going to be like, what up, yo? I'm going to be like, hi, how are you?
Okay.
It's because that, I'm taught that's the safe way to talk. That's the right way. That's what makes people comfortable.
Golly, Willikers, officer.
Oh, golly.
Golly, I feel like golly's good. I feel like golly's good. You said take the hat
like,
off.
You not take to... the hat off. It's like, hey, can I see license and registry? You betcha.
Oh, golly, yeah, you can.
So you want to play a quick game of cribbage?
Yeah.
I have a cribbage board.
Let's talk about our favorite Friends episodes.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you're taught right away that gets you in trouble and that's good. That's a good look. And for those who don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
Privilege. That just blows my mind.
Yeah. How do you not like?
How do you not?
But
get
then
it?
Again, if it's all you know, too.
Yeah.
Then it kind of warps, not to say warps, but you have a different perspective.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in a small town up in northern Minnesota. All the cops were pretty friendly, and that's just how I saw them.
John and
then I
Sam.
Came down here, and it's like, there's a disconnect with, you know, just experiences. Because I'd be like, no, cops are great. Like, they give you warnings. Yeah. Even if you accidentally lie to them, they just let you go, and they're just like, hey, like, because that's what would happen with me. Like, I remember one time I was totally speeding. And then he asked me if I had any tickets recently. I was like, no, I don't think so. And I had like one, at least one, maybe two. I just completely spaced about. So I lied to him. And he's like, all right, I'm going to let you go with a warning. Don't lie anymore. I'm like, yeah, you got it, man. Like, again, just like... And then you hear about, you know, obviously the horrible stuff that was done. It's like, it's almost like a superpower where it's just like, oh, wow, I had no idea.
I understood America once I got on the road to do stand-up. Mm-hmm. So, like, going to, like, small towns like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, going to Minot, Wisconsin, 500 people and one cop that everybody knew.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is your perception. Your perception exactly. is one dude whose name you know, who you know his mm-hmm. daughter, your kid goes to school with his kid. Of course, cops are wonderful in that. And that's
yeah, and that's
town
why you see
no
them when online they're defending yeah. cops and yeah. say Blue Lives Matter because
yeah.
to them it is
to
a
them,
blue
it's like,
lives.
Yeah, it's like,
Jeff.
It's Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that people miss that point. But they think mm. America is the East Coast and the West Coast. I think it's either California and New York and everything else is
yeah.
or like the towns, the Minneapolis, the downtowns. That's what they see the world as. Mm-hmm. The reality of the situation. It's most of it is small towns that don't even have exposure.
I think Dave Chappelle needs to make another block party movie.
I'm going
to
make a
and have
I'm going
to
make
a little cop kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to like show people like a small town so they can
yeah,
get
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people are going to bed online about this stuff, that's who they talk about. They're not talking about
yeah.
the city cop. They don't even nobody likes the city cop. Mm-hmm. Even small town
other people, city cops.
Even small town people yeah, yeah. walk in and they're like, ah, goddamn cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not you mean.
All right, let's end on a lighter note. This is
genocide.
For France. Yeah. France has now opened the first sex doll brothel for business in Paris for around $11. Is this $11? You can book. No, that can't be right. For around $11, you can book an hour with a doll of your choice through the website. A two-hour solo. Okay, yeah, that's 110. That's what it is. 110.
Yeah, I nobody would.
I was like,
do
that's
it. 11,
even if it's
for $11, they're not even cleaning.
That's
the
like
semen.
A Raggedy Ann. Yeah, yeah. yeah that's
your,
not even
you,
a
you
human.
You have to clean
doll.
Up after the last guy.
Yeah, it's a sock. It's a sock. A sock puppet, I guess, counts. Yeah, no, $110. It's just they had like a little zero. It was
it's Chucky.
Yeah, it's just a little peek behind the AM 950 radio curtain. I'm on my phone right now.
Yeah.
The article's on my phone. A two-hour solo visit will run you around $185. If you'd like to share the experience as a couple, it'll run you around $150 for 1 hour. Jesus. Each doll has her own profile for online perusal. Ooh. So the dolls have preferences, likes, dislikes. Quote, I am the most athletic and strongest of the ex-dolls, says Kim. What? Wait.
That's all my, you know, this is yeah. so tragic. That just shows you mm-hmm. how, like, some people just need love and they have to go see a doll for an hour to feel loved. Because it's
yeah.
not sexual. You're not going to be with a doll for an hour, maybe 7 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, because, yeah, like, you don't have to break the ice.
Yeah, if you got
with
2 hours. Exactly. If you got 2 hours, you know, how long is that sexual? It's not that long, unless you're doing some, like, you know, some weird stuff.
Or, like, unburdening all your... Maybe you're, like, a serial killer, and, like, the first hour is just, like, confessing yeah. your sins to the sex doll.
Oh, maybe it's, like, a cheaper therapy. Because, like, therapist costs $500. You go $200 with this doll. You say what you need to say, and then you f***ing it at the end.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely...
Let me remix that. And then you have sex with it at the end.
That's... I mean, we'll probably edit that out. But then again, there's an old producer that I had... Not old as in, I don't think he's here anymore. Now he's, like, 80. I had a guest and I forget who it was, some comic, and he swore like 4 or 5 times. And then as we were leaving, he apologized to the producer for the extra work, and the producer was like, I haven't taken any of them out. And we're like, well, okay then. So who knows? Another, that's a perk to being on AM 950 radio. Let's see.
20 seconds.
In addition, the dolls are cleaned and disinfected with specific products before and after each use.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
E. coli free.
That's good. Probably. Yeah. Probably
better than
so
lettuce.
If you're in France,
if you guys want to learn how to use the interweb,
yeah, mm-hmm, you can get a sex doll in France. But if it's a black one, don't take it to Starbucks.
Booyah!
That's what we learned. All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend.